الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الأخوة حياكم الله في هذه السلسلة من شرح your welcome dear brothers and sisters to this piece of the explanation of the book of Sheikh Abdurrahman Allah Ta'ala, who is well known to most of you, which is titled by As-Sayru Ila Allah Wa Dar Al-Akhirah Wa هو نظم. It is a poem written in the Aqidah and it is a يعني a poem written in encouragement of performing the Aqidah and Ibadah as well as the characters, and it guides the Muslim how to be in this worldly life, how to be in this worldly life. What I will do first is that I'm going to recite the whole poem in Arabic, and then we go with it inshallah one by one. قال رحمه الله تعالى سعد الذين تجنبوا سبل الرجع وتيمموا لمنازل الرضوان فهم الذين أخلصوا في مشيهم متشرعين بشرعة الإيمان وهم الذين بنوا منازل سيرهم بين الرجع والخوف للديان وهم الذين ملى الإله قلوبهم بوداده ومحبة الرحمن وهم الذين أكثروا من ذكره في السر والإعلان والأحيان يتقربون إلى المليك بفعلهم طاعاته والترك للعصيان فعل الفرائض والنوافل دأبهم مع رؤية التقصير والنقصان صبر النفوس على المكاره كلها شوقا إلى ما فيه من إحسان نزلوا بمنزلة الرضا فهموا بها قد أصبحوا في جنة وأمان شكروا الذي أولى الخلائق فضله شكروا الذي أولى الخلائق فضله بالقلب والأقوال والأركان صاحب التوكل في جميع أمورهم مع بذل جهد في رضا الرحمن عبدوا الإله على اعتقاد حضوره فتبوأوا في منزل الإحسان نصحوا الخليقة في رضا محبوبهم بالعلم والإرشاد والإحسان صحبوا الخلائق بالجسوم وإنما أرواحهم في منزل فوقان بالله دعوات الخلائق كلها خوفا على الإيمان من نقصان عزفوا القلوب عن الشواغل كلها قد فرغوها من سوى الرحمن حركاتهم وهمومهم وعزومهم لله لا للخلق والشيطان نعم الرفيق لطالب نعم الرفيق لطالب نعم الرفيق لطالب السبل التي تفضي إلى الخيرات والإحسان. This was the يعني poem in Arabic, and inshallah I need someone to read the one you tell me.
Read
English. Try it out. Come closer to the mic. Yeah. Are you by the where the presentation? Are you on page 4? Page 4, huh? Okay, bismillah.
Bismillah. فعل الذين تجنبوا الرذاذ وتيمموا لمنازل الرضوان
وتيمموا لمنازل الرضوان.
Fortunate are those who avoid the destructive path, intending the stations of Allah's good service.
With the simulation of Chassalit.
This is the foundation of their path and the principal course of their party. In that they avoid the path of spiritual loss and anguish and intend the path of Allah's good pleasure. They avoid the path of Satan and intend to be worshippers of the most merciful. They avoid the path of the blazing fire and intend the path of eternal bliss. They abandon evil and be good. And they keep their heart, tongue, and knee away from the prohibited and repugnant actions, and instead busy themselves with obligatory and praiseworthy actions. They adorn themselves with beautiful character and purge themselves of all reprehensible faith.
سعد الذين سعد الذين. This word comes from سعادة, and سعادة means happiness, and happiness, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that it is for those of the Jannah are the ones who are going to be people of happiness, as he Allah Ta'ala said. As in Surah Az-Zumar, as in Surah Hud, 108, Allah Ta'ala there said, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَبِالْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And those who are blessed shall be in the gardens. They will dwell therein for all the time that the heavens and the earth endure. So this now. 108. So the happiness, the real happiness, is only in the land. Sorry? The ayah? Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْذُورٍ. People of happiness, as Allah Ta'ala said, are those who stick themselves to what Allah Ta'ala obligated on them and avoided whatsoever Allah Ta'ala forbid for them. Now, سورة هود. الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى قال: ولست أرى السعادة جمع مالي، ولكن التقي هو السعيد. I don't count the one who gathers wealth is the happy one, but the happy, real happy one is the one with piety. One with piety. وتقوى الله خير الزاد ذخرا. And piety or fearing Allah is the best treasure that you can save in the future. وعند الله الأتقى مزيد. And Allah has more for the one who fear him more. Now, 108. And also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه asked him in the hadith in the Sahih, he asked him, who is the most happy one? Who is the most fortunate one with your intercession of the day of resurrection? Look at this. Who is the most happy? Who is the most fortunate one? Isa Allah Sallam said, the one who said La ilaha illallah succeeded from his heart. And whoever says that, he will keep himself on the way that Allah Ta'ala pleased. تَجَنَّبُوا سُبُلَ الرَّدَى, who avoid the destructive paths. What are these destructive paths? The paths of shaitan. You say in your salah every day, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, guide us the path, the right path or the straight path. And then you say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom you blessed, غير المغضوب عليهم, not those who are يعني unpleased with, ولا الضالين, nor those who are misled or misguided. So you want to be with those of happiness, then you have to avoid the way of the others. You cannot be bouncing between this and that. You have to be on the way that Allah Ta'ala wanted you to be on. وَتِيَمَّمُوا لِمَنَازِلِ الرِّضْوَانِ, intending the stations of Allah's good pleasure. تَيَمَّمُوا, not only intention, but they directed their faces, directed themselves to the stations or to the places where Allah's pleasure can be found, where Allah is pleased with. And these are the masajid, as in the hadith, the authentic hadith, أحب البقاع إلى الله المساجد وأبغضها الأسواق, the most beloved places to Allah are the mosques. And the most hated, the most ones that Allah had, the ones that Allah had the most are the markets. So the believers are often found in the masajid. And in the other hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the seven qualities of people whom Allah Ta'ala is going to provide them the shade on the day of resurrection, when the sun is only 1 mile close to people. Isa Salam mentioned them, and he mentioned one of them is a man, his heart is hung in the masajid. What does that mean? It means that he finds his happiness, pleasure, conveniency only in the masjid. He doesn't want to leave the masjid. He prays the prayer and he waits. And in that hadith, وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة ذلكم الرضا ذلكم الرضا, and waiting for the prayer after another, and that is ribat. And ribat is to be on the borders with the army to defend the Muslim territories. Not fighting, but you just need to defend. That is called the ribat. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that is ribat. What is ribat? Ribat is to wait. So we know that ribat ikhwan, is to go to the borders of Muslim lands in order to stop any of the kuffar from coming to the Muslim territories and capture them. So what is the relation between that and waiting for Salah after another? Why, ikhwan? Because you are pushing the shaitan away from yourself, from your soul. Outside the mosque, you see the shayateen. The shayateen, but in the mosque, no. In the mosque is only prayers, dhikr, dua, reciting the Quran. That's what you see them teaching, studying, ilm. That is what you see in the masajid. Now, and then he said, لِمَنَازِلِ الرَّضْوَانِ مَنَازِلْ here. Translation is not that. It's a station, no. مَنَازِلِ الرَّضْوَانِ is the palaces in the Jannah. The palaces in the Jannah, of the Jannah. Those are مَنَازِلِ الرَّضْوَانِ. مَنَازِلِ الرَّضْوَانِ meaning the palaces in the Jannah. And the highest levels of it in the Jannah. That's what you look for. That's what you look for. No, that's all.
فهم الذين أخلصوا في نفسهم متشرعين بشرعة الإيمان. Those who journey with the utmost sincerity, following the legislation by which faith is measured. These two principles, sincerity, ikhlas, and conformity, mutabaa, are prerequisites for every act of worship, inward or outward, to be valid. Every act that is not found in the face of Allah is sunnah, and every act that does not conform to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is rejected. It is only when an action combines sincerity for the one being worshipped, which means intending to seek the face of Allah when performing the action, and conformity with the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by doing those actions that have been prescribed and legislated, that an action becomes acceptable.
Now, and then he says, فَهُمُ الَّذِينَ those who أخلصوا في مشيهم. Those who journey with the utmost sincerity. Mashiyim here means their a travel or the journey to the Akhirah. They were always sincere, and they must be sincere, otherwise. All of this things that they do going to be thrown in the air, as Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we came to all what they did of the righteous deeds, and we just turned it to flying dust. Why? Because it wasn't based on sincerity. Because it wasn't based on sincerity. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. So they were commanded not but to worship Allah with his religion sincerely. With the religion that he said sincerely. And Allah Ta'ala informed that he is not going to forgive no one who comes to him with shirk. as Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily, Allah forgives not whom He associates with Allah in worship, but He forgives whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, that is for the sins which are below shirk. So shirk is the major sin, as tawheed is the major reward. And to maintain this tawheed, and tawheed, by the way, tawheed is not abrogated, is not corrupted except by shirk. But if you don't refrain away from the sins, this will damage tawheed. As the Prophet said to Aisha, Ya Aisha, Iyaki wa muhaqqirati al-dhunub. Oh Aisha, be careful of muhaqqirati al-dhunub. What are muhaqqirati al-dhunub? The minor sins that people consider them small and minor. But as Isa said, فَإِنَّهُنَّ مَجْتَمَعْنَا بِمَرِينَ إِلَّا أَهْلَكْنَهُ. They will never be found with somebody except that they destroy him. So one need to be careful. You have to be Abu al-Ikhlas, Abu sincerity, but you need to maintain the sincerity by doing the obligatory worships and the optional worships as much as you can. Plus that you make dua to Allah Ta'ala as Ibrahim alayhi salam did, as in what Allah Ta'ala said, what he Ibrahim said, وَجُنُوبَنِي وَبَنِيَ أَنَّعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ, and put me aside, away me and my children, away from the idols, not to worship them. مُتَشَرِّعِينَ بِشَرَعَةِ الْإِيمَانِ, following the legislation by which faith is measured. شَرَعَةِ الْإِيمَانِ مُتَشَرِّعِينَ, meaning مُتَشَرِّعِينَ means their sharia, their law. Whether the law, yani general, yani specifically like what is in the court, or general, here it means the general law that every mankind has to follow. شرعين بشرعة الإيمان means the law that you take for what make or for what is permissible and what is not permissible. So you do not call something permissible if you don't have the evidences, and you do not call something impermissible if you have no evidences. And at the same time, you don't say that you are mukhlis, you are of a sincerity, but you don't implement, you don't do, you don't ask. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. So how come this person said that he loves Allah, but he follows not Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in prayers? He doesn't pray. And he still claimed that he said, لا إله إلا الله, even if he doesn't pray, he's a Muslim and it will be. No. Allah Ta'ala said, he put a condition, وَإِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يَحْمِلْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, if you claim that you are sincere with Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. Who doesn't follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what will happen? Will Allah accept him? No. Who doesn't pray at all, is he somebody who is following Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? Then we have to be careful. And those who innovate in their prayers, in their dhikr, in their hajj, in their umrah, in their fasting, in their sadaqah, they do innovations, that is one of the things which is haram. Like making dua right after salah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and the imam raises his hand and all people behind him, ameen, ameen. Now we say, did the Prophet pray or not? Yes. Did he make dua or not? Yes. Did he make dua after prayer like what you do? If yes, so. If no, then it is bid'ah. It is innovation. There's the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam guided us to, if we want to make dua, to make it institute. And no problem to make dua after salah, but not like this. In commemoration and in after prayer. That's definitely bid'ah. And like also in salah, they call the qama and then they say, Allahumma, I intend to pray this salah. That's also bid'ah. Rasulullah didn't say. And also, Ikhwan, to call people and gather them in city center for a prayer. And they hear this is the flash prayer or something like that. That is also bid'ah. They say it's a way of da'wah. Now, the way of da'wah is already determined by Rasulullah. You cannot innovate now new ways of da'wah, but you follow the way of Rasulullah. You go to the city center and speak and give da'wah, and distribute leaflets, no problem. But to gather people and pray in the city center, that is from where you get this. Pray, that is an optional prayer, as they say, to show people that our rituals. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. And worse than that, I hear that some people went to, as they call them, the Jamaat al-Dawah. They went to a beach in the West, and their sheikh said to them, today we want to conduct practical da'wah. And then he called one of them and said, call the Adhan. He called the Adhan. Kuffar are there naked, almost naked. He called da'wah, Adhan. And then he said, they said that he led the prayer. And as they started the prayer, all those naked men and women were making a circle around them, looking and watching. And they say that this is da'wah. Did Rasulullah do like this? Nah, this is not correct, Ikhwan. We have to be careful. Maybe they are sincere, don't talk about the sincerity. But definitely they are Abu al-Bid'ah. This is not the way of Rasulullah. So we have to be careful now.
وهم الذين بنوا منازل سيرهم بين الرجاء والخوف للديان
للديان
والخوف للديان. Those who build the stations of their journey between being careful and being hopeful, meaning that in their journey they attach themselves to reverential fear, khawf and hope, raja, in all their affairs, clinging to them. They do this by inspiring their own thoughts regarding the fulfillment of Allah's right, which includes fearing them, and by reflecting upon Allah's bounty and the kindness upon them, which instills hope in them. They reflect over Allah's attributes of greatness, magnificence, wisdom and justice, which induces fear in them, and they reflect upon the divine attributes of mercy, manifestance, generosity and kindness, having hope in what they necessitate, So when they do an act of goodness, they combine between having fear and hope, hoping for its acceptance, fearing that it will be rejected. If they do an evil act, they fear being punished, but hoping being forgiven by the grace of Allah. Between fear and hope, they fluctuate. But then they constantly turn to seek shelter, and from the affairs of their journey alternate. Indeed, they are the ones who succeed with flying colors. They are the ones who are victorious.
نعم. وهم الذين بنوا منازل سيرهم بين الرجاء والخوف للديان. That is the proper position of a believer. You have to be between these two things, between hope, raja, and khawf, fear. Now, as Ibn Qayyim said that Iman has a body and a head and wings. The head is the wings, one is the khawf, the fear, and the other is the hope. If you cut one of the wings of the bird, it doesn't fly. So you have to be careful. You have always to have hope and raja. How can I do this practically? I know that theoretically, but how can I do that? Anytime you feel that you want to do a sin, then you remember the fear. And you fear Allah. You remember the punishment. So that you remind yourself, as Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. But for that who feared his standing before Allah, so he stopped his soul from following the desire. Protect yourself. أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. But you don't forget the hope. If you continue on fear, you will lose hope. You have to balance between fear and hope. When you are about to do sin, you have to have the fear. So stop. If your iman goes weak, so you did the sin, don't lose the hope. So you consider yourself destroyed. And that will make you not to repent. So the fear is of two things, two types. Fear that leads you to repentance. That is wanted. Fear that makes you lose hope with Allah. That is unwanted. The fear that leads you to hope and doing righteous deeds is that whenever you fall into a sin, you remember and say, Astaghfirullah, give sadaqah, make tasbih. As Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يَذِبْنَ سَيِّئَاتِ. Where the hasanat, righteous deeds, removes, erase the sins. But if you make the sin and then you say, how come Allah said to repent us? So you are now fearing. Some people, this feeling, which is not balanced with hope, make them to suicide, kill themselves. And that is wrong. Yeah? So we have to be careful. We have to balance. And when you are healthy and strong, you remember fear. When you have money, you remember fear. But when you are sick, you remember hope of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Now, when you are poor, you remember the mercy of Allah. Now, anyway, you have to balance between fear and hope. You don't lose fear, you don't lose hope. You don't make one overtake the other. As Allah Ta'ala said, كانوا يشارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. They were من الولوس الأولياء. They were receiving to the خيرات, the goodness, righteous deeds, يعني as fast as they can before anyone else. And they used to invoke us in terms of health, fear and raghab, hope, raghba. So you have to always be like that. You also in your du'a, you ask Allah to protect you from fire, that is fear. And you ask Allah to meet you in the Jannah, that is the hope. Now.
وهم الذين ملأ الإله
وهم الذين ملأ الإله
وهم الذين ملأ الإله قلوبهم وبودادهم بوداده محبة الرحمن
بوداده ومحبة الرحمن
بوداده ومحبة الرحمن those who heart the divine has filled with devotion to him and love for the most merciful. Mixing every righteous action, all them in beneficial deeds and all occupations. Love refers to the heart being attached to the beloved such that it needs this love and cannot do without it. This requires that the lover withhold from all that the beloved detests and hasten towards all that the beloved is pleased with, doing so readily, willingly and eagerly. If he speaks, he speaks for Allah. If he remains silent, he does so for Allah. If he moves, it is for Allah. If he remains silent, it is for him. This from them gives rise to the yearning and the consciousness such that they are never going to change.
There's more. Continue.
If it is said, love love, which is the highest place, has any cause or need leading to it, it is said in reply, Allah has not made anything that is sought after, except that He has also made a cause and a means by which it can be acquired. One of the greatest of these causes and means are withholding from any statement, action, or thought that will sever you from it. Increasing in the remembrance of Allah with the presence of the heart, reflecting upon His noble words, acknowledging the tremendous bounties that Allah has bestowed upon the servant, standing before Him with presence of heart and due etiquette, attending the gatherings of the lovers of Allah, and turning away from whatever will cut you off from any of this. Whoever does this will attain the love of Allah, if Allah wills, and it is said, and it is His aid that is sought.
Now, Imam al-Sa'di said, وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ مَنَ الْإِلَهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِوِدَادِهِ وَمَحَبَّةِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Those are the ones whom Allah Ta'ala has filled their hearts, with devotion to Him, and love for the most merciful. So Allah Ta'ala stored their hearts devotion and love. Devotion and love. So it means that they love him. As Allah Ta'ala said, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. Allah Ta'ala, their Lord is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. That is for the one, that is for ones who fear the Lord. That is for one who fears his Lord. So these are of the consequences of their obedience to Allah Ta'ala. And as more obedient you be, as a better obedient you be, as more love from Allah you get. And look to that, Ikhwan. What is the consequence of Allah's love? Allah Ta'ala said, as in the Hadith of Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala said, as in the Hadith of Qudsi, and my slave will continue coming closer to me by fulfilling, by performing optional deeds up until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ الْعَلِي. Yani imagine those ones who do the obligatory, Allah doesn't love them. Yeah, Allah loves them. But who does the obligatory worships and the optional worships, to it, Allah will love them more. And more optional deeds you do, more love you get from Allah Ta'ala. More love you get, more support, more defense, more victory, more happiness, more pleasure, more whatsoever. More convenient life. Even if you are to be poor, you will be the most convenient one. Imam Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was poor. He didn't have the money in hand. He gave all for Sabilillah. And whatever he just gave for Sabilillah, trusting Allah. But his life was the best life. To limit that, although no one carries any worry like or greater than Rasulullah, but yet, when he died, as Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه said that he had not more than a couple of pieces of hair, gray hair, on his head and beard. Only a couple of ones. 14. Why? Because he's a believer. And Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, فَمِنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنْكُمْ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whosoever amongst you righteous deeds from males and females, then will provide him a very good life in this holy life. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran. And the other who does the evil deeds, what will happen to him? What will happen? Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And one who turns my dhikr, the dhikr here is not only to say subhanAllah alhamdulillah. La, the dhikr here means the whole religion. Allah called the Quran dhikr. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah Ta'ala called the knowledge dhikr. Fas'alu ala dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. As the people of knowledge, if you don't know. So the dhikr yani, those who are with Allah all the time by their by their hearts and their actions and sayings, these are the ones who Allah Ta'ala support. But that one who turns from learning what Allah Ta'ala says now, turn away from what Allah Ta'ala obligated him to do, and turn away to what Allah Ta'ala forbid for him, those are the ones who are going to have a difficult life in this worldly life. And in the devil's action, it is more difficult here. They are going to be blind, resurrected blind. Yeah? So Allah Ta'ala said that He, Allah Ta'ala, filled their hearts with the love and devotion with Him or to Him. How to gain it? As we said. First, you be able the proper courage. You be able a proper knowledge of what you're doing. You didn't do nothing until you have the knowledge of it, that it is from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, if it is not, you stay away from it. And the last. What is the difference between mahabba and wudad? Mahabba can be given to anybody. Wudad is the highest level of mahabba. Highest level of mahabba. So you don't, yani, it is only, as Allah Ta'ala said, as I remember in Surah Maryam, Allah Ta'ala said, السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. Remember this? سورة الإسراء. Is it? جزاك الله. Nobody remember what? سورة مريم. سورة مريم آية 96. إن الذين آمنوا. Look at this. إن الذين آمنوا. Verily those who believe وعملوا الصالحات and do the righteous deeds. سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. What is that would? On those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, when Allah most gracious bestow love. It is not only love, but it is the highest level of love. Highest level of love. Yeah? And the highest level of love is the love of the real people is the love of religion. When it's love of Allah, it's the highest level of love. As between people, as Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Mujadila, this ayah, as in Surah Al-Mujadila, Allah Ta'ala said what? Allah Ta'ala said, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يودون من حاد الله ورسوله. يودون. You will never find those who believe in Allah and His Messenger have love with those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. But love here means, it is in Arabic, wadduh, meaning in English, have devotion to those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. It's the highest rank of love. Now, what did you say? Say again your question. No, your question. Repeat the question.
What
you talking about? No, before you said what I you said.
Yes, what I was in Sunnah.
Okay, 96.
لا
ما يود
الذين كفروا.
لا. يعني. لا هناك يود بمعنى يرغب. نعم شكرا.
وهم الذين أكثروا بالسر والعدوان والأحيان those who love him and do so abundantly in private, public, a full time and continuous, if they know the station which each person is in need of. Indeed, it is a need which ranks above all other needs. The remembrance, dhikr of Allah, is the edifice of one's time. By it, the grief, anxiety, and distress can be dispelled. With it, joy and happiness can be obtained. It cultivates the barren heart, makes healthy hearts resplendent, and it leads to the loftiest of stations. In it, are benefits and virtues that cannot be enumerated. And last, it is as he says, O you who believe, remember Allah abundantly and glorify Him in the morning and the evening. And Al-Ahzab 33, ayah 41 to 43. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a man to ask, the duties of Islam are many from it. So instruct me. He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never let your tongue cease to converse with the remembrance of Allah. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also said, the remembrance, the Father of Allah, lead the way. You are the learner to your tongue. Those men and women who remember Allah abundantly.
Yeah.
I compose the following lines of poetry. The one who remembers Allah on the own condition. For there is no time restriction. The remembrance of the deity in private and public will remove your anxiety and grief and the spirit. Procure in both religious and worldly excellence, driving away evil whisperings at their occurrence. The chosen one informed his companions one day, abundant remembrance is why the learned lead the way. To seek Allah's aid was Mu'adh's given legacy. So as to remember, thank and worship him beautifully. He advised a person who sought sincere, who was striving hard to carry out Allah's duties, that let your tongue remain moist with it. This will aid every matter and facilitate it. He informed that dhikr is a plant for its people, cultivating gardens eternal and grows perpetual. He informed that Allah mentions his servant and is with him in all matters facilitating it. If dhikr had no virtue, fine, except being a path to loving the divine, stopping the youth from backbiting and tail carrying, and from uttering that which corrupts their well being. A great acquisition and incentive would it be to engage in Allah's little abundantly, but due to our ignorance, our dhikr is rare, just as our worship of the deity is rare. The dhikr of Allah is a lack, Lord, for the one who remembers Allah in his heart, speech, grave and on the day of resurrection, and the God's aid is sought.
Now, this part of the poem is handling one important issue, Akhwan, the dhikr. And we have mentioned this in this journey, this time in this journey, so many lectures, as it is highly important. Dhikr is the easiest worship, but the most ignored one by people. Dhikr is the differentiation between a life and death, as the Prophet ﷺ said. مثل المؤمن الذي يذكر مثل الذي يذكر الله والذي لا يذكر الله كمثل الحي والميت. Example of one who remembers Allah and one who doesn't. And one who doesn't is the example of the death and life. So what one you want to be? Which one you want to be? Alive or death? And the death who is alive is only the kafir. The kuffar are dead. Why? Because they don't do any remembrance of Allah. The believer never leaves the remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, and remember me, I remember you. What does that mean? Remember you here? I'll mention you before the angels. And in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala said, أَنَا مَعَ عَبْدِي إِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِي ذَكَرْتُ فِي نَفْسِي, أَنَا مَعَ عَبْدِي حِينَ يَذْكُرُنِي فإن ذكرني في نفسي ذكرت في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرت في ملأ خير مني. I'm with my slave whenever he remembers me. As if he remembers me alone, heavenly, so I will remember him alone. But if he remembers me in a gathering, I will remember him in a gathering better than a gathering. Here, let us think of it. Is it hiding the deeds from the class? So what does that mean? What does that mean if he, when he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a gathering, or I mention him in a gathering better than that gathering? Now, prayer. Okay, what?
Teaching
or seeking knowledge. Now,
when you talk,
enjoying the good and forbidding the evil. Okay, so this cannot be done when you are alone. Yani, prayer, you have to come to the masjid and pray. So now you are doing the remembrance of Allah, but in the congregation. With people. So Allah will mention your name in a gathering better than this, which is the angels. The teaching or study or learning the ilm is not going to be unless you say that I read a book. Reading a book to the ulama is not the seeking knowledge. Okay, you all. Yani, do some revision or something like that, but to seek the knowledge must be with an alim, and an alim or a student of knowledge. But even when you read the book to search or look for a ruling or a hadith or a tafsir, this is a remembrance of Allah. This is a remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will also reward you for that. And when you call the Adhan, you can't call the Adhan knowing so nobody hear you, huh? People don't hear you. And it is a remembrance, it is a way of remembrance that considered to be amongst people. So Allah Ta'ala will mention you now to a gathering greater than this. Now, perform Hajj. You can't perform Hajj alone. Nobody sees you to hide it. Yeah. Performing Hajj, that is in gathering. And it is a remembrance. It's a way of remembrance of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala will reward you on it and mention your name before the angels. And also, fasting Ramadan. You can't say that, I will hide my fasting, because everybody is fasting. It's Ramadan. And also giving out Zakatul Fitr, or even the obligatory Zakat, or slaughtering your Udhiyah. All these got to be an opening. People know about it. So is this showing off? No, it's not showing off. It is a remembrance that Allah Ta'ala remembers you for it before gathering better than the ones you hide. Because it is only based for the sake of Allah. But whenever it is based on other than that, then it is a problem. Then it is a problem. Enjoying the good and forbidding the evil. Can this be with your own? No. Because when you are enjoying the good, you are calling someone. When you are forbidding the evil, you are forbidding it for someone. This is gathering. So is there any space now for showing off? You say no. It depends, maybe. Maybe it's showing off. You need to treat your attention. You need to treat your attention and make it truly for Allah. But your, and even the tasbih and this after salah, it's not showing off, but it's got to be done there. And people, everybody is doing like this. But you're doing tasbih or dhikr alone. You don't raise your voice. You're praying at night. You don't raise your voice to make people hear you. Unless there is a reason. You are praying and someone knocks the door and say, you raise your voice to make this to make him know that you are involved in salah. And this is not showing off. And also, fasting, optional fasting. You don't keep telling people that I'm fasting, I'm fasting, I'm fasting. But you hide it. Now? And, the like. So, whatsoever is not to be done in gathering, better to hide it. Better to hide it. One alim, one scholar, and I remember, I think it's Amr al-Aziz, climbed on the member, he made the prayer, and he couldn't control his cry. He cried, he tried to control. He's struggling. When he finished the prayer, he was leading the Jama'ah. When he turned away, he turned holding the tissue or the turban or something, and then a group are saying, قاتل الله الزكام, قاتل الله الرشع, قاتل الله الزكام. We say, in a way, pretending that he is suffering of flu. But he's not. Why he wanted to hide his deed. Because this has nothing to do with the gathering. Now, although he was not showing off, but he tried to, because the shaitan comes in that area. But anyway, dhikr ikhwan is very important. Dhikr is very, very, very important. And people today, ignoring it, suffering of budget, position, suffering of decreasing of iman, suffering of problems, and not noticing that they are doing less dhikr. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, istighfar he used to do 100 times يعني in a sitting with the Sahaba in a sitting, and all those Ankar used to do all the day. When a man asked him, advised me, he said, keep your tongue wet of dhikrullah. And it was said that in the biography of Abu Huraira that he used to do tasbih 12,000 times a day. 12,000 times a day. So we have to يعني continue on dhikr in secret, as we said, in hidden, in private, and in public. But public, well, it is to be done public. As I said, I mentioned those, I mean, tasbih after salah, this cannot be in hidden. And calling the adhan cannot be in hidden, teaching people cannot be in hidden. Now, all this cannot be in hidden. But there are many places where to be in hidden. Everything is something. It was said that there was a man, an Amir, a prince, who used to give sadaqah. Now, he used to give sadaqah. How he used to give sadaqah? Because sadaqah is optional, and he wanted it for Allah, for the sake of Allah. He used to go at night when it is dark, and he used to use his ghutra like this to hide him, yani to do like a mask. And go to doors and knock doors and throw money and escape. One day, one of these houses, or the owner said, I have to know who's this. So he was just behind the door, expecting him to knock now. In a while, the door knocked. He opened and he grabbed him, because the man used to throw money and escape, run. So he grabbed him. He said, by Allah, I'm not letting you go until you tell me who you are. The man started crying. He said, no, please don't. Yani, ruin it for me. Then that man said to him, Akhi, yani, please don't expose it, please. He said, by Allah, I'm not exposing it. I'm not to nobody about that. So he showed him his face, and it was the Amir of that area. Why he did that? He wanted it to be between him and Allah only. So this type of treatment of the intention is very important. Don't abandon the righteous deeds, but don't always make it seen to others. Make some secret things between you and Allah, especially in dhikr. The ulama say, Ikhwan, what is the best dhikr, Ikhwan? What is the best dhikr, you know? What is the best statement of dhikr? La, la ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. The ulama say, look at this, and Allah Ta'ala made this statement not to carry any letter that is pronounced by lips, so people cannot hear you. Yani, you can be sitting next to somebody and you do it and he cannot hear you. And you don't see even your mouth, because it's only 10 letters. So, we have to exercise the dhikr, Ikhwan, in hidden and in open. Hidden and in open. Now.